So I have similar concerns. This should not be a bailout to large corporations that have done well over the last 3 or 4 years while the economy has done well. So this should not be a bailout. I obviously wasn't in Congress during the 2008 meltdown, but I think there's real criticism there that's valid. Money going to executives, money going to bonuses, and not to workers. This needs to be money that has proper oversight. So what I'll be looking for in the bill is that oversight, that accountability, the integrity mechanisms in there to make sure that we don't make those same mistakes that happened before. This should not be a bailout bill. This should be about employees. It should be helping businesses to balance getting through this difficult time. That should be the focus. My understanding is the bill has gotten better in terms of that. They now have an oversight board that works with the Department of Treasury, that there is no longer a slush fund, and that this oversight board, not just the Secretary of Treasury, will have other people involved in the decision-making on how the money and when the money gets sent to these distressed businesses. But I'll be looking to make sure that the proper oversight is there for my from my perspective and for my constituents.
Given the fact that this is moving at such a rapid pace to meet the urgency of the moment, is there any political will for anyone to oppose this, even if there are things in the bill they don't like?
Well, listen, I've looked at a number of things that would cause me concern. This is a coronavirus bill that addresses a healthcare epidemic or a pandemic. But I have concerns. It looks like there's $25 million in there for the Kennedy Center. Now, we may love the Kennedy Center, but that has nothing to do with healthcare, has nothing to do with coronavirus. Listen, there's many organizations in my district, whether it's Bloomington Normal or Springfield or Peoria, that aren't getting $25 million for their civic center or for their auditorium. And so I scratch my head a little bit of that. It's $25 million in taxpayer money from my district that's being spent on things like that. In addition, NASA's getting $100 million. Howard University is getting $13 million. I mean, these may be good, wise decisions on spending money, but not in this bill. And that's really a head scratcher for me. So
you're not ready to say your yay or nay on it yet then?
Of course not.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and other governors have said they need more help in getting testing supplies, PPEs, and particularly ventilators, and that states are now forcing to compete with each other for the same vital supplies. Many of the private sector have stepped up and helped, but the medical community has said that's nowhere near enough. Should the federal government, for a limited time, nationalize this effort to bring the Defense Department in and use their logistical expertise to help ramp up production of these supplies?
Well, first of all, let me just foundationally say, I don't think we should be in the business of finger pointing at the feds or the feds finger pointing at the state. I know some of that happened earlier this week and maybe last week. I think most of that has been resolved now. The federal government has come through with a lot of equipment for the state of Illinois. Every day, Eric, I keep in touch with the medical personnel at OSF and Advocate at Broman Advocate and Memorial in Springfield and St. John's. I'm satisfied with the PPE that we have currently, the masks, the gowns, the gloves, the testing kits that are there now. Now, we'll see if we have a spike or something happens, but right now I'm satisfied. The federal government has given over $24 million in the last 10 days to Illinois, $24 million that has gone to the state of Illinois. That's a lot of money. In addition, we've given lots and lots through the federal government, respirators, gloves, masks, and we'll continue to do that. So I think that we've bridged the gap there. Remember also, Eric, 65% of the cases nationwide are in New York. And so there's a lot of focus on New York right now. Also, we have tested more people in the last 8 weeks the last 8 days than South Korea did in 8 weeks. And so we're rapidly coming up to speed on that. And so we need to listen to the medical personnel. We need to listen to the doctors that are on the ground, the healthcare professionals in Illinois. But as we talk today, Eric, I think we've satisfied that to the best of our ability.
Many of the medical professionals we've talked to locally here in McLean County have said that they still feel that testing is still too slow. They still don't have the testing kits available to test on a broader level. And that, of course, prevents them from being able to isolate the population that could be spreading it and infecting others. What do you say to them who say that they just don't have the testing capabilities to truly stem this tide?
Yeah, so we have to do a better job on that. There's no doubt about it. But again, in we've had limited cases in our area, whether it's McLean County or other parts of the district that I represent. But again, I will go back to, we need to listen to the medical personnel, the doctors, the people that are on the front lines, and we need to do a little better job with that. And I think we're gradually getting up to speed with more kits, and particularly for our medical personnel and making sure that they are tested. But I think we've gained ground significantly in the last 8 days. We need to continue to build that up, and I'm committed to doing that.
And President Trump has been signaling that he wants to return to normal by Easter in less than 3 weeks. His own medical experts have sort of pushed back against that. Is it realistic to roll back these measures intended to prevent the spread of the coronavirus when many in the medical community are saying we're still nowhere near seeing the worst of this?
Well, a couple things. One, I will fall back. I think the president has put together an excellent coronavirus task force, from Dr. Fauci to Dr. Birx to the Surgeon General and to Vice President Pence. These are smart, bright people that I think have a good grasp on the country. Let's also remember, this country is diverse. It's different geographically. Nebraska is much different than New York City. Missouri is different from Seattle. Central Illinois is different than Miami or Chicago. So you got to balance that. We can't let the government shut down the economy for the next 2 months. So figuring out maybe in a strategic way, in a balanced way, how do you approach that? Listening to the medical personnel, that's what I'll be looking for, is how we do that. But to think that we're going to keep kids out of school, keep every bar and restaurant and hair salon and landscaper shut down, we just can't do that. That's not what we are as Americans. So figuring out that balance moving forward, let's let the 15-day plan play out. We're in the middle of that right now. And let's see how the stimulus bill affects the economy, and then we'll make decisions on that as we head towards Easter.
So I want to get a sense for where you are sort of on the spectrum, and we've heard it, saying from 1 to 10, there are those who say that we should almost lock down for 2 weeks, no movement, that'll take care of the problem right away, but there are perhaps devastating economic consequences to that, and there are others who say let it play out, and that the economic consequences could end up being worse if nothing is done, and we end up in a situation where this could linger for months. Where do you stand in that spectrum?
Well, first of all, I think we need to follow the CDC guidelines, which we're currently doing. We need to follow the recommendations from the Illinois Department of Public Health, which we're doing. I mean, again, I look at the numbers and I talk to the medical personnel in my district. I'm not talking about Chicago or other places. In my district, the numbers have been relatively low. So it's almost a day-by-day analysis. So let's see what happens. I mean, a week ago, everybody said, well, let's see what happens next Thursday. So we're a week later and we're looking at the number of people infected. Let's look another week from now. I think you almost have to look at it day by day to see what's happening in our area and respond accordingly. And so that's the way that I kind of judge this. And I don't think we need a day certain to open things back up. But I think looking at Easter as a day to kind of analyze things and continue to do that on a daily basis is important to do. But let's also remember, Central Illinois, McLean County is different from Chicago or different from New York City or different from Miami. And I think we have to respond accordingly from a public policy standpoint, but make sure we do that collectively and listen to all the views.
And so you would support that being sort of a state-by-state decision as it's largely being done?
Absolutely.
And as someone who is in a line of work that involves interaction with dozens, hundreds, maybe thousands of people on a daily and weekly basis, how are you on a personal level managing this with yourself, with your family, and the limited travel and the challenges that come with that, overcoming that and still trying to do your job on a daily basis?
Well, it's been a transformation like everybody else. I've been on the phone all the time. I've used my conference call, my phone has never run out of more battery power than it has over the last 10 days, and my earbuds. But that you just have to adapt. Everyone else is adapting to that and making sure, again, we're having social separation and we're doing everything that, the state and the feds have asked us to do. But it is definitely different. I mean, different. Our society, our culture is not used to this disruption. And that's causing people to adapt. And I think thus far people have done that. But again, we can't do this forever. And so we got to look at how we can get back to some normality.